Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, still going through all the candidates for Jimmy Conrad's soccer team that we're putting together. Jake Gutierrez running the show. And we're going to talk about a special event coming up on Saturday. It's the second annual Brandon Russell's Flash Dash, which is going to take place in North Kansas City. And we talked about this last year. I was the MC last year. I'm going to be the MC this year. And James Reyes, who is also a football coach at St. Pius, the 10th High School, was coaching up there when young Richie St. John played for a couple of years. And we were talking about the possibility of Phil St. John going out for football next year. But I've told Phil that he will have to talk to people, which could be a little bit of a hump to get over. But we think that by that time, as a sophomore, he'll open up and actually say words to other people around him. So we're very excited about that. But James, good morning. How you doing, man?
Morning. Thanks for having me, Stephen. Appreciate it.
Hey, I'm always ready to help anyone in the St. Pius family, especially for an event that's so great, like the Flash Dash, and such an important and worthy cause. And so for people that didn't hear you on the show last year and that don't know the background of this, tell us about your friend Brandon Russell, and tell us why the Flash Dash is so important to you.
Yep. Brandon Russell, I mean, he was a best friend. We all went to St. Pius together. We all graduated year 2000. And he had a real zest for life, ran all the time. And, you know, what happened last year, very unexpected and kind of devastated us there, was he passed away at the end of the Rock the Parkway half marathon last year. You know, had a heart attack, and, you know, it's just a very unfortunate event. And so since then, we've created the Brandon Russell Memorial Foundation in his honor. Second year, like you said, we had over 600 participants last year. And so now we are putting on year two, and it's even going to be bigger than last year already. It's going to be right there in North Kansas City. We're partnering with area businesses, Cinder Block, Chicken and Pickle, Paul and Jack's, and basically raising money for the proceeds this year are going to the Ward Heart Center and Children's Mercy. And we're really just trying to create a fun event. That's what he would want. Run for fun. It's kind of our motto. And then just kind of keep his memory alive and keep his legacy going.
And like you said, down in North Kansas City, they've got all these great different bars and restaurants. And it's really a wonderful area for anyone that grew up in Kansas City or grew up in Northtown or around Northtown. And you see what that's developed into. It's awesome. And they do a great job there of supporting the event. Like you said, Chicken and Pickle. There's going to be a lot of things that are very family-friendly that are going to be available. So maybe take us through, for people that want to come down here, let's start first. How can they get involved if they want to run or if they want to come down and just be involved at any level? What's the best way to do that?
Sure. Just go to flash-kc.com. We have a website out there. You can either volunteer or participate. We have a 5K run, obviously. It's very flat. If anybody's been down North Kansas City, very flat area. So for the runners out there that love to run, you could probably get a personal best out there that morning. And if you don't want to run and want to just participate, come down for the 1 mile walk or even volunteer. And then afterwards, we're going to be having just like Brandon would love to have an after party, right? Just fun and family events. We're going to Chicken and Pickle's been gracious enough to host a carnival afterwards. So we'll have rides, we'll have prizes, those types of things. Anybody been down there? It's a very fun time.
That place is awesome. It's fun. Yeah.
So just, yeah. Feel free. Anybody wants to come down, it should be just a fun day. Kids are getting out of school, so that's kind of what we're expecting, just a great, fun day.
You know, and for you guys have something in common, unfortunately, but what you guys have done after losing close friends, to do an event every year in their honor, in their memory, it's very impressive, but it's also very difficult. And you guys, and Nate, you know that with your Big Steps Run and everything you've done in the Big Steps Foundation for your friend Sean. And so I'm quite sure they're going to be their second year. You understand all the challenges and all the effort it takes to put on an event. And it was a great event last year. I was surprised it didn't look like the first year. I mean, you guys did a hell of a job putting everything together. It was and I was glad to be a part of it. But Nate, you understand the struggle of putting something like this together.
Been through it, man. We're getting ready for the sixth annual Big Steps Toward Cancer Prevention 5K, which is going to be in August. And I can't applaud you guys enough, James, because it is an incredible amount of work. It's a hard enough job just to get a 501c3 type situation started, just to try to get a charity foundation started, let alone put on an event like this. So one thing I'll tell people as well, because I think, James, you make a great point. If you're listening to us right now and you say, well, I don't want to run a 5K, I'm not in shape to run a 5K, volunteer. You will be greatly appreciated as a volunteer. Races and events like this, we cannot get enough volunteers to help put the thing on. And so, you know, and that doesn't cost you anything. You know, you can come down, you'll be helping the cause, you'll be doing an amazing job of helping out. And so I would assume that's the case for you guys too, James. For us, for our race, we can't get enough volunteers. And the coolest thing about what you're doing, you know, what this does is it takes something that was devastating to you and all your friends, right? You were devastated by the loss of one of your best friends. That's what happened to me too. You found a way to turn it into a positive. You gave it meaning. You're continuing his legacy, and you're also doing something that your friend will be smiling down from heaven about, which is you're causing all of his friends and family members to get together once a year. And think about what a great legacy. If someone were to say that about you when your time comes, you know what? Because you were here, all of your friends and family gather every single year and get together. Like that would be just a great tribute to you right there. You're doing that, but not only you're doing that, you're raising money for Children's Mercy Hospital, which is a phenomenal organization that we're so lucky to have here in Kansas City. So I just want to say, James, I can't applaud you guys enough for what you're doing. That's really cool. That's really cool, man.
Yeah, thanks, Nate. I mean, it's a team effort, right? We call it Team Brandon. There's a group of us. We've been meeting since December, it feels like, just kind of getting everything put together. But you're right. I mean, it's brought us even closer. We got a Facebook page and all that where we collaborate on, and we have a common bond, which is Brandon. Mm-hmm. We use the term "be like Brandon" all the time. That kind of gives us a little bit more power. And really our goal is just to inspire, because we weren't much of a philanthropist before this. But now it's just like we have new meaning of what we're about, right? We went and visited the Ward Family Heart Center, and they had three heart transplants for kids that are toddler age. And
wow. Tell us more about that. I mean, tell us about the situation at Children's Mercy and what you've learned about the Ward Heart Center.
Yeah, we went down there, visited with their doctors, and it's just an amazing program, honestly. I mean, they're on the cutting edge of technologies. They're doing all these different things when it comes to, again, like when I mentioned the heart replacements for these kids. I mean, they're doing things that haven't even been done in the last year or two, and now they're changing the game. I mean, unfortunately, even my son's had to go through Children's Mercy, so it's kind of even a more personal touch for me for things that he has going on. But now it's just, we just want to constantly give back to the community, give back to these kids, and no better than these kids, because they're great. Just seeing the smiles on their faces as we're rolling through, and even when we actually did a tour, right at the end, we saw a Flash T-shirt just right with this guy that was there in the waiting room, and that's our way of, I know Brandon's kind of looking out and saying, you guys are doing the right thing, honestly. So again, just a great organization.
Again, all the proceeds benefit the Brandon Russell Memorial Foundation and Ward Family Heart Center at Children's Mercy, Kansas City. And if you want to get involved, you can get all the information at flash-kc.com. And so that's the best way to sign up. And then the packet pickup is going to be on Friday from 4 until 7 at Chicken and Pickle down on Burlington in North Kansas City. And so tell us again the schedule of events. When's everything start on Saturday? If people want to come down and volunteer, or if they're going to take part, what can they expect on Saturday?
Yep. Yeah, definitely. We're starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. You know, get there early. Again, we're keeping our fingers crossed on the weather. Hopefully that stays away, but it's looking good until through the afternoon. But, yeah, show up early. We'll have announcements. Actually, we'll have someone coming from Children's Mercy, a patient down there in the morning. We'll be kicking that off, and then we'll have the 5K run. Actually, we'll have a – this is a fun new thing this year for kids. Again, trying to encourage that, as we'll have a little mini dash for the kids, and they'll all have capes, and Casey Wolf will be down there with them. So they'll be running around the parking lot, and nice. We'll get some good pictures down there to see those kids running around. And really just a good family fun event. And, again, it should last, and then we'll have the carnival and things going around North Kansas City. It just really should be a special day.
And so for people that want to volunteer – do they just show up? Do they have to contact you beforehand? What's the best way if people want to volunteer down there?
Yep. Best way is just go to flash-kc.com, and then right on the front, there's a button there to either sign up or sign up for volunteering, and we'll get you signed up. You could either help us in the race itself. Like Nate was saying, we never could have too many volunteers. We have to shut down roads and course monitors and water aid. So feel free to sign up there, or even if you want to help us in the carnival or help Chicken Pickle in the carnival, we have options there as well. So, again, should be a fantastic day.
I would like to offer you a volunteer by the name of Philip St. John.
Yeah.
So when I get down there.
Yeah.
And to what I think working the carnival sounds good, working with kids, whatever you need him. If you need a right-hand man, lifting stuff, carrying stuff, let's put him to work. I think at least 4 or 5 hours worth, something like that.
Let's run them around. Let's get them ready for football season next year.
Yeah, we're talking. And so, and I'm going to bring my family, the girls down there, and I'm going to MC and just make some announcements and do whatever I can in some small way just to help and get everyone excited for a great event. And like you said, hopefully the weather holds off. But when's the registration cutoff for people that actually want to run?
Yeah, I think the registration will actually be tomorrow morning. So, but if you want to sign up, just feel free to come up either tomorrow. Again, we'll be at Chicken and Pickle tomorrow for a packet pickup 4 to 7. Or if you want, I know runners sometimes wait till the last minute. You can still come up. We'll have late registration the day of the event. So I think we'll open that up at 7:45 that morning. So feel free to come the morning of Saturday if you'd like to sign up last minute.
Okay, so good. So if you didn't get a chance to do it, you can show up on Saturday, 7:30, 7:45 for late registration, and you can take part in all the festivities.
Exactly.
Now, will you be dressed up as the Flash again this year? That was very exciting for everyone that was involved last year.
Definitely. You know, I remember I had the stroller, I had the Flash costume, so that's the plan. I'm going to try to we ran a half marathon, the Rock the Parkway half marathon this year. So hopefully I'm a little bit in better shape, hopefully a better time, but we actually did that. I mean, there was about 20 of us. Again, Team Brandon got out there kind of in his honor, and we went out there and ran that half marathon. I remember I told him I'm never going to do this. And then here I am, you know, about a month ago, we're trying to run this thing, but it was another great day.
Right, and so for people, and again, the whole reason you're doing this is in memory of your friend Brandon Russell. So for people that are listening, what would you want them to know about Brandon?
I could go on forever, but just really, he was everyone's best friend. He had a zest for life. He constantly, I don't know how he did everything he did in his life. I mean, we always joke about it. He was really a superhero for all of us. He was with his family when they needed it. He was with his friends, whoever needed it, he would go. So it's, you know, it's obviously been a void for us, but then us come together, as one common unit, we're trying to, continue this legacy. So for the gap in our heart that we have, we're constantly trying to do that. But again, he was everybody's best friend. Loved him, still love him to this day. We pray for him every night, me and my son. So I know he's looking out for us. He's constantly, you know, I feel his power and his energy all the time. He's full of enthusiasm, 100%, 24/7. So someone that's great that we want to continue his legacy.
And it shows, because you guys, everything you're doing now and all the effort and to put together this event and doing everything for his foundation, that I think that speaks volumes about what kind of guy he was. And Nate, I know that you can relate, man.
Yeah, it's super cool, and I can't also underscore enough the Ward Family Heart Center at Children's Mercy. I got to spend some time with some of the folks at Children's Mercy last night at an event. Of course, the new Pinnacle Training Facility out where Sporting Kansas City trains. It's the Children's Mercy, Sports Rehab Center out there. And just talking to the people at Children's Mercy, man, we are so lucky to have them in our town.
You talk about superheroes.
Oh, man. I mean, just everything about that place and the fact, like, that it's the kind of place that people who are not from Kansas City come here and they learn about it and they go, wow, I had no idea. They would think that a place like Children's Mercy has to exist in Los Angeles or New York or something like that, but we actually have the premier, you know, children's hospital in the entire country right here. You talk, I mean, put yourself in these shoes if you're a parent out there and you have a child who needs a heart transplant. Could you imagine how scary and stressful that situation is? And you said they did three of them?
Yeah, in the month of March.
In the month of March alone? That's where the money's going right there. Could there be a better cause? So go support it, man. That's awesome.
All proceeds benefit the Brandon Russell Memorial Foundation and Ward Family Heart Center at Children's Mercy. Again, if you want to register online, flash-kc.com. Packet pickup is going to be at Chicken and Pickle down in North Kansas City. That's going to be from 4 until 7 on Friday. And then on Saturday, if you want to get there for late registration, you can do that. Get there around 7:30 a.m. Down in North Kansas City, 18th and Swift, and prepare to have several hours of fun and family and friends. Once again, all the information, flash-kc.com, in memory and in honor of Brandon Russell, James Reyes, his best friend, who is so invested in this. I'm really happy to be able to try to get people to volunteer, show up and volunteer. If you can't run, volunteer if they need volunteers, or to participate. And I'm happy to be the MC. James, congratulations on all this great work you're doing, and hopefully it's going to be a fantastic event on Saturday.
Yep, I appreciate the time here, guys. I mean, it's really a fun thing seeing all the former St. Pius alum over there kind of taking care of us. I mean, it really is just it's really been a family. It's just been awesome to see. So thank you guys, Nate and Steven. Appreciate it.
It is a family, man, and anytime you need anything, you just let us know. And again, flash-kc.com. Back after this on WHB.